From the Clark Ford Studio in Oxford, Mississippi, MBW Digital proudly presents the Oxford Exxon Podcast.
I'd say thanks for tuning in, but why am I going to give you a round of applause for something you're supposed to do, to be frank?
And now, here are your hosts, Chase Palm.
And broadcast school has really paid off.
And Neil McCready.
I deserve to be on TV.
Welcome to this Fire Away Friday edition of the Oxford Exxon Podcast. Chase Palmer, Neil McCready, Clark Ford Studio this morning. We'll take some of your questions. We've got a couple of our own topics as well. Neil making friends on Twitter last night. We'll cover a lot of territory today as we're closing the work week before the NFL playoffs.
Just being me, man.
Some different rampaging all over the place. So we'll get to that and more coming up on the show. The Oxford Exxon there on Highway 6 West, you know, ribs, lunch specials. Come into town this weekend. Go in, stop for some fuel. Use the Mobile Rewards program, the SpeedPass Plus app. Make it easy on yourself. You can save a little money at the pump doing that. You get some ribs and more when you head in. Maybe even a daiquiri. They got a lot of flavors, like six or eight of them. All kinds of sizes. You can get 44 ounces of daiquiri if you'd like with the Oxford Exxon again. And we're coming to you from the Clark Ford studio.
We are Clark Ford's in Amory, Mississippi, 662-257-1900 is that number. Call it, ask for Corey Clark, tell Corey what Ford product you're looking for. He'll send you a quote within 15 minutes in business hours. It's simple, right to the bottom line, no hassle, no haggle. You get your quote and the rest is up to you. You can shop it around or you can do the smart thing and let Corey become your car guy, let Corey become your truck guy. He'll take care of you long after you drive off the lot. I'm not just talking. I've done it three times, and I've never, ever had this kind of car service. Really, from anyone, Corey will take care of you. 662-257-1900.
So we'll get to some questions. A few Ole Miss things first. State thing coming up as well here. We knew pretty much when it was happening, but Ole Miss does announce those three coaches yesterday. Joe John Finley, Chris Partridge.
Yeah, we
Partridge,
had a little clue.
A little clue. Things were pre-written and whatnot. And DJ Durkin, who we expected there to be some media blow up, a lot of pearl clutching and whatnot yesterday as the day went on. That did happen. I will tell you, it was not as bad as I maybe expected. And with most things, it's a little bit of a puff and then it's gone and you move on with your day.
This is going to sound really disrespectful.
Okay.
There aren't but three or four national media people that I pay any attention to. And so when the others write stuff, I just, whatever. I mean, if you didn't think Dan Wolkin was going to have a moment, I wrote this when Ole Miss hired Kiffin. I did. I told people. I mean, I'm not trying to be Mr. Therapy here, but you're not going to be beloved by the national media. If that matters to you, then this is going to be infuriating. Shouldn't matter to you. Embrace it. The fact that they're writing about you in these negative ways tells you that you're under their skin, that you're not doing things the way they want you to do it. Be happy. Let it be part of your identity. You're named the Rebels. Be the Rebels. Quit worrying about it. The people that are like, okay, I'm just so... Stop. Enjoy it. It's funny. The sane national media people either wrote nothing or they just kind of wrote something factual. Like Thamel. Pretty sane dude.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, Wolkin's nuts. Pat Forty hates you. You know that. Nicole Auerbach, I don't know her, but God bless her. I mean, she just worked up.
It's not to get on too much of a whatever. It's the problem with media in general is there's no nuance. Because, yes, there was a tragedy involved. No one is discounting that whatsoever.
Of course not.
Awful.
A 19-year-old...
A ridiculous set of circumstances, yes, that should have never happened.
A 19-year-old boy died because medical people weren't paying enough attention to notice on an 80-degree day that he was beginning to suffer the symptoms of heat stroke.
An idiot strength coach acted macho.
Yes.
That's what happened.
Yes. It's exactly what happened.
So can we acknowledge all those things and disconnect it into another conversation? And that's very hard for a lot of people.
And I said then, and after reading it all, I don't think there was any way that Maryland could have kept DJ Durkin in 2018. I don't think you could have. It would have always been a sentence in everything written. It would have haunted him. There was no way he could have continued to recruit there. But he wasn't fired with cause. He was fired without cause.
They're paying him.
They paid him, or they're paying him $5+ million. He missed two seasons. Do I think he deserved, based on everything I've read, do I think he deserved another chance? Yes.
I mean, he had to spend a season with the Falcons.
But he had to spend two seasons away from what he wants to do, which is be a college coach.
Right.
What he's good at, being a college coach. What he's built a career for, being a college coach. He spent one season completely out of the game, and then he spent another season with the Falcons as basically, I guess he was an on-field guy. It's not what he wanted to do. He wanted to coach at the college level. He's going to get an opportunity at Ole Miss. He got here yesterday, is my understanding.
Lane Kiffin, as we said yesterday, is setting him up in a very good way. You've got I didn't fix that. Neil fixed the light today, but it does much better. Durkin gets to call the defense. Durkin gets to be the defensive coordinator. Chris Partridge gets a title increase. He gets to come and be a recruiter. That's what you get here. Partridge gets to learn.
Yeah.
You move on. It's what Kiffin's done really well. We talked about this a little bit too, and he's got a lot of ability on the defensive side to do this because of what everybody's kind of coached in the past. It's so much flexibility to just get recruiters and then mingle in what else you need on this staff, because on offense, obviously, if he had to, he could have coached quarterbacks. You got Lebby who's going to do this. You got this guy who does this. You got you know what I mean? Like, there's so much room to just kind of make it work all the way around. And the main goal in that is, how many recruiters can you put on a staff to go get players, period?
Yeah, it'll come down to their ability to get those players. They'll succeed or fail based on their ability to recruit at the level that they intend to recruit. I don't know how it's going to end.
It's interesting, if nothing else,
I mean,
isn't it?
You started the book. Page one. Once upon a time. We'll find out how it ends. Happily ever after or not. I don't know.
He got off a plane and hired a bunch of dudes. That's where we're at.
That's what... There's questions in this thread that you opened up last night. Who are they going to sign? I don't know who they're recruiting, guys. No one does.
I don't think there's been any movement either way on T. Martin at this point, getting asked on the live stream.
Yeah. Here's what I can promise you guys. When I hear something that I deem to be valid, I will put it up on the message board. If you don't subscribe to RebelGrove.com, you should. I'm not going to put it on Twitter. I'm going to put it on RebelGrove.com. I'm too old to really care about getting the credit. I don't really care who gets credit for Durkin. I know who the first person to write D.J. Durkin's name was, and that's really all that matters. I know who the first person to write that they were going to be co-defensive coordinators was. I've got it. So I'm not worried about it. If you want to keep up with it, it'll be on RebelGrove.com. It won't be on Twitter. It'll be on RebelGrove.com. You should subscribe. It's cheap. The price stays the exact same for like decades.
You think we're just doing that thing kind of like car dealers would, you know, do the, hey, it's $29,999 to not say three. We're just $9,999. We can't go to 10. That would be way too much. We went to 10.
But so it's $864 a month if you get something like that. Annual. If you get an annual subscription. And like 3/4 of our people are annual. So
and I don't mind the annual being fairly cheap. I'd like to hammer the monthlies.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's what I'd like to do. I'd like the monthly to be like $12.99.
Oh, I'd like it to be $19.99.
Oh, God.
But I mean, I'm not gonna break coaching stuff here. I'm gonna do it on the site because that's what people pay for, and that's what should be fair.
So,
but to answer your question, as of this moment, I don't know another name, and right now I don't think when I say anything is imminent, I don't think anything is done.
A couple spots left. As many as three, I guess, when I'm doing it, my math in my head. Putting a really good staff together. Very experienced, competent staff together.
Yeah. And
on paper, it's a different feel than any staff we've covered at this point.
Yeah. Well, it's a completely different strategy.
Yeah.
So we're going to talk a lot about Mississippi State today, and I'm sure, because it's kind of fun.
Sure, why not?
And it's a story. I mean, you know, firing a coach on January the 3rd is a story.
They're just talking about it. Talking about it. Yeah, so we'll go there. Last night.
But what I was going to say is people are going to do a whole lot of this. How does this impact Ole Miss? Here's my answer. Not much. I don't think this guy's going to treat Mississippi as a different state. He's going to treat Mississippi sort of like he treats Indiana. Is it going to work? I don't know. We're going to see. I mean, we're all on this ride together. I don't really know how it ends. This is not.
He's going to identify guys in Mississippi that he would have identified if they were in any other state and go, hey, we might have some connections to them. Great. Let's go sign those dudes. But he's not going to be the guy that goes and signs the number 27 guy in the class just to add another Mississippi cat to the class.
No. This is going to be infuriating for some people who are into the whole build relationships. And I'm not saying that's the wrong way to do it at all. It's not. It's a different way to do it. I don't know that there's going to be a lot of emphasis on building these deep, multi-layered relationships with the coaches at Neshoba Central or Petal or whatever. I think it's going to be, nope, we want this guy.
How'd you pull those out?
Out of the top of my head.
Really?
Yep.
Couldn't have been Oxford and Tupelo. It was Petal.
I mean, I could have. I could have said that. I mean, he might build some relationships at Oxford because it's down the road. But I don't think that's going to be – I don't think they're going to recruit based off that. I don't think in-state recruiting is going to be this significant push from them. And again, I'm not saying it's right. I'm not saying it's wrong. I'm just telling you what I think. I don't think they're going to recruit in-state kids because they're in-state kids. I think they're going to recruit in-state kids because they think they can play for them. And otherwise, I think they're going to go outside of Mississippi. And Mississippi State, at least over the last several years, has recruited in an opposite manner. They have really focused on recruiting in-state kids and
trying to develop them.
And Ole Miss is not going to, under Kiffin, I don't believe is going to take that tack.
So, we've been hearing some Moorhead stuff for a few days. It's not been a very well-kept secret that something was going on there in Starkville with their head coach. Last night, it appeared that someone leaked it to multiple national media members at the same time as Adam Rittenberg with ESPN and Ross Dellinger both basically wrote the same thing within seconds of one another.
Two pretty good journalists wrote the same thing.
Rittenberg says, I'm told the next 24 to 48 hours will be key as the situation needs to be resolved one way or the other. If state makes a change, Louisiana's Billy Napier could be a strong candidate. He received a two-year contract extension through 2025. We'll get to that in a second. Ross Dellinger says, Mississippi State officials have been in deep discussion about Coach Joe Moorhead's future after the bowl loss. No decision yet, sources say. Events of the last month, fight at practice, ugly bowl loss have possibly shifted a post-Egg Bowl plan to keep Moorhead and Neil unable to keep well enough alone. Comes in on Twitter last night.
What did I do? I told the truth.
Says, Mississippi State was going to fire Moorhead prior to the Ole Miss game. The president's obsession with beating Ole Miss changed that plan following MSU's win. A month plus later, with the still not reported division inside the program bowling over, here we are. Not wrong, right?
I mean, the sun will rise in the east. The sun will set in the west. There you are, ladies and gentlemen. Breaking news.
Did anybody tell you to mind your beat last night?
A little bit.
Did you? Did you get some mind your beat?
I got some mind my beat. But here's the thing. I have so many of that group on mute that I don't really know what all they said.
You don't see all of it?
No.
Well, look, here's the deal. And I don't know what they're going to do. Who knows? John Cohen didn't go where he was supposed to go yesterday. He was hanging out in Starkville instead. You got a little situation going on.
It's been going on for months.
You let that come out last night. You let that get leaked. You have to fire the man at this point.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
You've completely chopped his legs off at this point.
Yeah, he's done. There's no way you keep him now, right?
Well, look, anything's possible.
I'm going to tell you, rehabilitate that.
Hey, no, he's our guy, guys. Go on the whatever their version of the Rebel Road trip is in the spring and go, hey, Joe Moorhead, ladies and gentlemen. Hey,
Ross Dellinger made that up, y'all. There's no problem here.
It had to be a strategic leak to some point. Yeah, when it goes to multiple guys like that, there was a purpose behind that, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, of course.
Because Ross Dellinger wasn't spending his Thursday, January the 2nd night calling Mississippi State going, hey, just out of curiosity, what's up?
Yeah.
What's happening? What's going on in Starkville? No, Ross is working on LSU or Clemson stuff right now.
Yeah.
He's working on big picture stuff. He's not working on that. He got a phone call. Hey, you need to get this out.
Got a little situation.
And what it is, in my opinion, fairly educated opinion, is a little pressure on our Cohen, not Cohen, a little pressure on Moorhead to, hey, let's mitigate this buyout down a little. Let's all get out of this. We owe you seven.
We couldn't get the Rutgers Jaeger. He'd be gone right now anyway.
How about we give you three and you go away today? We'll give it to you in a lump sum. How about we cut you a check today for $3.1678 million?
How's that?
That's where I think this is.
The bowl game had very little to do with this.
Of course. That's ridiculous.
However, the Egg Bowl had something to do with this.
The Egg Bowl, look, and this is where you have to separate athletics from academics. What's the president's name?
Mark Keenum.
Keenum. Done a really good job there with academic recruiting. There's no way around that. He's done a really good job there with in-state academic recruiting. There's no question about that. No, anybody that wants to debate that, you're kidding.
As a university, they know who they are, and they've done a really good job nourishing that.
Yeah. His problem, I think, is that he got emotional after Ole Miss lost that game in Starkville and State ran around with the trophy like they do. I think he got emotional and said, and I don't mean like crying and stuff. I just mean he lost track of the plan. Because the plan was to hold a press conference the next day and announce the firing of Joe Moorhead. And when they won the game, dramatic fashion, all that stuff, Ole Miss looks like an undisciplined program on the field, and you look like you just beat them, and that's exactly what it looked like that night. Is that fair?
Yeah, sure.
I mean, you know, let's be real.
Well, and look, at that moment, because, I mean, look, we were still in this moment. At that moment, Keenum's going, okay, we won this game. They're a train wreck over there. You saw how that finished, and they're keeping it. They're going to keep him.
Yeah.
So let's just chill.
Yeah.
Let's just chill. This is all right. We're going to go to a bowl again. Hey, in state, you don't fire coaches when they go to bowls every year, typically. So,
yeah, well, that game ended on a Thursday night. They knew they were getting a bowl bid on Sunday.
Let me ask you two questions.
Okay.
Because, I mean, we obviously the Garrett Schrader stuff, by the way, it was a hell of a shiner he has. We've seen the picture of that.
He broke bones in his face.
Yeah.
But that was, I know you won't ask questions, but this is important. This is really important. And I don't want to go here much because it's not my beat and it's not my business and I don't want to spend my Friday on it.
Okay.
That was the culmination. I said boiling point for a reason. That water had been simmering really hot for months. You know how when you don't, do you cook much?
Enough. I know what you're going to say. Sure.
You're doing pasta.
Yeah.
You're trying to time it.
Okay.
So that the pasta doesn't sit in the colander forever. You get the water to a boiling point, and then you take it down just enough where it's not boiling and evaporating out of the pan, but when you're ready to cook, and you want to get the pasta to al dente or whatever, you can turn the heat up real quick, and boom, there's boiling.
Mm-hmm.
They have been right there at waiting to cook all year. And somebody all that happened is somebody just touched the knob. And the water went to a rapid boil. That was not a, hey, one off. Hey, look at that. Garrett Schrader and Willie Gay got in a fight. Who saw that coming?
Are we discussing?
Here's a hint. Everybody saw that coming since about June. Maybe not Garrett Schrader and maybe not Willie Gay. But people saw it coming.
Somebody somewhere doing something. Yeah.
Yeah. There's been a division inside that program, inside that locker room for months, and he couldn't manage it.
So, we'll come out of break. I'll ask my questions. We'll go to some of your questions. We'll jump into Fireway Friday for the I'll Tell You About Community Mortgage, Oxford, Memphis, Soto County, and Chattanooga. Underwriting and processing is done in Memphis. You're getting local underwriting that understands your market, a leader in condo financing, the float-down option, and with rates as low as they've been in about 2 years. Good time to talk to Jason. That's 662-234-2704. or JLOWE at communitymtg.com.
Guests will join us on the Rafters Food and Music Hotline. This Sunday, Rafters Bluegrass Sunday Brunch will become Playoff Sunday Brunch. The band is taking the day off to make room for Vikings at Saints on the big screen. Come experience what has been voted the best brunch in Oxford and cheer on the Saints or the Vikings. Brunch features $3 mimosas and their famous $5 Bloody Marys. Brunch starts at 10:45. And this Sunday only, ask your bartender or server for the Rebel Grove discount and get one-half price domestic and import beers. So ask your server for, tell them that you're asking for the Rebel Grove discount. You get one-half price domestic and import beers while you watch the Saints and the Vikings there at Rafters on the Square. We're also brought to you by Oxford University Bank, OUB, locally owned and operated right here in Oxford. When you deposit money at OUB, that money and the vast majority of the bank's profits go back into the Oxford community. OUB also offers its customers a commercial checking account, now paying 1% interest as long as you keep $10,000 in the account. It comes with fully interactive online banking. They'll set up any local business to deposit checks from their office and not have to worry with coming to the bank daily to deposit those checks. More than likely, any business owner at another bank is now paying a monthly fee for their account, most assuredly not making 1% on their money. To learn more, go to liveoxfordbankoxford.com or call 662-234-6668. OUB is FDIC insured. We're also brought to you by Grenada Nissan. If you're in the market for a Nissan vehicle, that's the place to go. They've got a complete selection of new and previously owned Nissan vehicles. Great lease deals as well. It's GrenadaNissanUSA.com. And we're brought to you by John Edwards of Regency Travel Incorporated in Memphis. If you've been thinking about a golf trip with the guys, an anniversary trip, a summer trip, a cruise, going to Florida, Scotland, Ireland, the Caribbean, whatever, John can hook you up. He's part of Virtuoso. It's a worldwide network of travel partners that allows him to supply his clients with added values, unique benefits, simply not available to other travelers. So regardless of where you're headed, what you'd want to do is give John a call, give him an email, give him some parameters, give him a budget that's important, and let him give you some options. And no, you don't have to live in or near Memphis to take advantage of his services. You just need a phone and or an internet connection. 901-494-3387. Or send him an email, jedwards@regencytravel.net. First-time clients can save $50 off the first booked trip just by telling John you heard about Regency Travel on the podcast.
So, in relation to what we're discussing here, is State doing this today? Having these discussions today. If Matt Luke is still the coach, B, are they having these discussions today if Ole Miss hired Aliyah Drinkwitz instead of Lane Kiffin?
We're
hypothetical and hell, but yeah. It is what it is. I'm going to say no on Matt.
I'm going to guess no if Ole Miss had kept Luke.
Mm-hmm.
I don't...
The other one's kind of hard.
Yeah, I don't know. I know everybody wants to make this as an overreaction to Kiffin. In many ways, if Moorhead were doing what they wanted Moorhead to do, Ole Miss's hiring of Kiffin would actually work into that game plan. Because what they really want is to dominate the state, and Kiffin doesn't really give a damn whether they dominate the state. I think he's a misfit.
He's been a misfit the entire time.
So,
and he was unable to adapt, or is unable to adapt, like Mullen was.
Yes,
because you know when Moorhead was first hired, even those first few days, they really tried to shove him into the round hole. You know what I mean? Like there was lots of little events and things that felt weird, and it was hey, they're trying to get this guy who doesn't really fit that culture, and they're 130 FBS schools. 125, I don't think fit matters whatsoever. State might be one of those five.
Yeah, I think that's probably fair.
So if I've told people this. Really weird from that standpoint, I do think that's relevant.
I think it's one of those things. I'm honest with people about this. I have connections at just about every school in the league, but not that one. I really don't know anything about State. Isn't it crazy? I mean, I've lived here a long time. I've been over there. I've covered games, but I don't really know anything about Mississippi State much. I don't know that many people there. I know a handful of kids who go there now, but that doesn't count. I don't really know how exactly they think, how they design things. I just don't think he fit.
Mm-hmm.
I think for whatever reason, and I do believe what I'm about to say, I think they believed up until the last minute that Dan Mullen was staying.
Really?
I do. And I don't think they were particularly prepared for a coaching search. Why they thought that is beyond me. Because the day that he hired Jimmy Sexton as his agent was the big, big tip-off that, hey, he's out.
Different game now, guys. We're...
And, you know, yeah, and yeah. When he won, I don't think they knew until the night of that Egg Bowl, the Fitzgerald game. I don't think they knew until that night that, oh, gosh, he's leaving. And then I just don't think they were particularly ready for a search. And I think Cohen tried to be too smart.
Did That's something why, that made sense on paper, sort of.
That's why I'm really curious to see what happens, assuming that
they do fire.
That they fire Moorhead or that they announce today that they've departed mutually and whatever. Who do you hire? Who makes sense? And listen, before anybody goes, nobody wants that job. It's an SEC job. It's going to pay 3-point-something million at a minimum.
There will be a line for that gig.
There will be people who will take the job.
Napier makes sense.
Napier makes sense.
Napier actually makes a lot of sense. He kind of fits them. He's a developer. He can be a little bit of a slow build guy. He's not lightning in a bottle by any stretch, but he fits there.
As coaches go, he's kind of a thinker. And I'm curious to see whether he thinks to himself.
He's been very careful here.
He's been real careful.
Now, that extension is not worth the paper it has signed on.
I mean, it might have changed his buyout a little bit, but it won't matter. I'm curious to see whether he says, yeah, I'm going to do this now. Or if he says, I think I can do better. And listen, this is not a knock on Billy Napier whatsoever. I don't know him. The people who do know him speak very highly of him, I should say. But I think he believes, and you and I talk a lot about perception and reality, his perception is that he can land a big job from Louisiana Lafayette.
Mm-hmm.
They have a bowl game on Monday night. They're a 14-point favorite. They're almost certainly going to win. He's on pace to, you know, what was it, 11-2 there? They'll be the favorite in that league again next year is what I'm told.
Sure.
He's still a young guy. He could wait. I don't know that he does. I don't know what happened with Arkansas, by the way. A lot of people talk about Billy Napier in Arkansas. I never sensed that that was a real thing either way.
Whether he wanted it, I didn't hear that at all.
Like, I don't know that he wanted it, but I don't know that they wanted him either. I don't know that it ever got to that place. You could write a book on the Arkansas search.
I think Willie Fritz makes sense there.
I'll tell you who makes sense there.
Who?
Hugh Freeze makes sense there.
Quit.
Here's one. If you're Billy Napier, do you wait a couple days? See who the New York Giants hire? Just in case?
See if Baylor might kick the tires?
Well, Baylor probably would kick the tires. If you're Billy Napier, what's a better job, Baylor or Mississippi State?
Oh, I'd like to go to the Big 12 and play against those teams. That's what I'd like to do.
That's why Mississippi State's in this weird spot today. Because I think if Billy
you're
Napier...
You're in the SEC, but you also have potentially the lowest ceiling in the SEC West.
No, not potentially. You do.
Because Arkansas has a higher ceiling than you.
Yes.
Do. So...
Arkansas has more money.
Yes, it's a lot of money, and it's a good gig nationally. But inside that league... Now, their expectations – this is a question, too. Are their expectations increasing to a point that doesn't make sense? Or are they going to still be happy being the 6-7-8-win team? 6-7-8-win team, rinse, repeat, rinse, repeat, rinse, repeat.
You might know that better than me. I don't know what their expectations are.
Because if the expectations get a little carried away, it's not a good job. Because that's not sustainable year over year over year. State's never going to be a 9-win program year over year over year.
Where I'm curious to see what happens is if today – when they're putting out these feelers. And Napier's a funny dude about this. He might not... See, he's got through Monday night with an excuse to not give them an answer.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, I'm
I'm locked in.
My team is playing in the, what's it called?
Are they in the GoDaddy Bowl?
No, it used to be the GoDaddy Bowl, but it's not the GoDaddy Bowl anymore.
It's not the Dollar General Bowl anymore either?
Nope. They got a new
one. What is it?
I don't know. I wrote it down. I'm looking for it. There's a lot of stuff in my trusty notebook here.
Yeah, what else in your notebook?
A lot of stuff.
You do have a little notebook over there, don't you?
I do. I don't know. It's called the Whatever Bowl.
Potato Bowl. No, it's not. Beef O'Brady Bowl.
Nope.
People's just throwing names out. I don't know.
I wish I could find it. Now it's going to kind of bother me. Someone looked the damn thing up on... It's not Beef O'Brady, and it's not Potato. The Potato Bowl's in Boise.
Yeah. That used to be the Humanitarian Bowl back. Lending Tree Bowl. Lending Tree.
Thank you. It was going to drive me crazy. It used to be the Dollar General, but not anymore. Trust me, Mobile cannot support a bowl game. You guys just don't understand what a cluster F this is every single year. I'd have to go do radio at the what is now the Lending Tree Bowl.
We don't have the coin to sponsor a bowl, but that'd be fun.
I'd have to do it out in the parking lot. We'd have to do... pregame show. Hey, man, talk about the atmosphere. But there's nobody here. We're sitting in the middle of an empty parking lot. There is no atmosphere. Hey, Domino's just brought us some pizza. There's the atmosphere.
Well, it's like yesterday. Did you see the Birmingham crowd? Because they had the weather delay and everything.
There's like four people.
Yeah, there's no one left in this game. I mean, Cincinnati has a double-digit win season, and they get rewarded with playing a 6-6 team in Birmingham during a weather delay.
Yeah, I got in trouble on WNSP one of these days, and this is going to shock you. They wanted us to do a lot of atmospheric stuff, like talk about the atmosphere around the game, the big game. And so there's nobody out there. When the Domino's guy brings pizza to give to our listeners.
Sure.
I'm like, hey, will you come talk? Give the Domino guys head somebody to talk about the traffic to get here. And he's like,
did you?
Yeah. And he's like, what are you talking about? Y'all seeing a big uptick on business today?
We could be the Potato Log Bowl.
That'd be funny. I might. Sponsor it.
I think it's out of our price range.
Yeah, I just don't want to spend a week in Mobile. Nothing against Mobile, but if I'm spending a week in Mobile, I don't want to do that. I'd rather go hang. Napier can say through Monday night, hey, I've got the Lending Tree Bowl. We're focused on the Lending Tree Bowl. Well, that's Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. He can play this thing out 4 days. Mm-hmm. If your state... What if he says no? So seriously, what if you can't get Billy Napier?
Kids get waivers that signed early? If your head coach leaves?
Yeah, I think probably. Get waivers to leave. Most of them will stay anyway because most of them are in-state kids that were going there. They would have gone if you or I were the coach.
They didn't pick Joe Moorhead.
No.
Come on.
They were going to state.
Yeah.
But yeah, if a kid wants out, you have to let him out.
Jump into questions a little bit.
I mean, I have to make the kid come ask me.
Of course.
Yeah. I don't go, hey, carte blanche, everybody.
No, God, no.
But no, if a kid comes
don't
and says.
Don't borrow trouble.
If a kid comes and says, I wanted to play for Coach Moorhead, he's not here anymore, I'd like a waiver, you absolutely give me the waiver.
Yeah, and you move on with your day.
How
would you grade the football staff so far? Very good. Very, very good. Frankly, Durkin's background is the only negative to the staff to this point. I can't think of anything else, given your budget and who you put together, that, yeah, sure, I'm good.
Yeah, no, it's kind of a...
Let's see how it finishes, but it's one T. Martin away from being a real big boy staff.
Oh, I think it's already a big boy staff.
It is.
Yeah.
I just mean that, like, hey, whoa, one of the top whatevers.
Yeah. I mean,
look, Finley,
Lane Kiffin's
proven,
running
Clements,
your offense. And
proven. Levy's proven.
Yeah.
I mean, the only... And this isn't a knock on him. The only kind of unproven guy is Kevin Smith, just because he's been with Lane at FAU, and he doesn't necessarily have a ton of major experience.
Yeah. I don't think you could call him, I don't think you could call him a big boy right now. He's not there yet.
No, not at all. But he has a lot of connections in a lot of different ways. Yeah, I mean, it's a good staff. What does Durkin bring to the assistant role that other comparable assistants with Lex Baggage do not? He's who Lane wanted. You have some leverage over him in a way to make sure you give Partridge that cozy C title. There's multiple things there with Durkin that make a lot of sense as long as you get past the other. So no, it's not. I'm sorry, people. Okay, sorry.
Oh, God. Here's what's bad is in my mind, it's just Tuesday. I'm just getting started.
If you're on the live stream, I apologize. Okay, sorry. No one has any idea what we're laughing at. No. Nothing. We're not telling them. All right. Over under on game, Sam Pittman coaches at Arkansas, 30.
Over.
Yeah, me too. He's getting at least 3 years.
It's over. I mean, speaking of guys who put together pretty good staffs, he's put together a pretty good staff. Kendall Briles and Barry Odom as your coordinators is pretty solid work. Agreed?
Of course, yeah.
You know, I mean, can they recruit? I mean, we'll see, but.
I know it's bad etiquette. I get it. What would you do to fix officiating college football? Well, if I'm the complete czar, I would pay them tons of money and make it all full-time jobs. That's what I would do. If I just had carte blanche to do whatever I wanted, sure, that's my answer.
Yeah.
Make it as close to, I mean, although even the NFL doesn't have that, so whatever. But
I'd make it where kids could cash in on their own name and likeness.
Fix officiating in college football.
Oh. Yeah. Pay them full-time jobs.
Yeah.
They're never going to be perfect. NFL officials aren't perfect, but I'd make it better. I'd probably cut out the conference affiliation thing. They would be NCAA officials.
Prediction of highest rated signee in February. I have no idea. That'd be your element there.
Say it again. I'm sorry. I got distracted by our friend here.
It's bad
because I want to make a shoe joke so bad.
But I just did.
Oh, okay, good.
Yeah. Prediction of highest rated signee in February.
Oh, I don't know.
Okay.
Beats the hell out of me.
Good pod. No, thanks.
Well, man, I don't know. I mean, I know there's recruiting questions, and the truth is we don't really know right now. I mean, I expect once the dead period ends, I expect 2.5 to 3 weeks of relative recruiting chaos.
Let's see, jumping through. No, I know it does not seem like it at all, but actually the Bourbon Podcast is not dead. We've had a retooling of sorts with that, a couple different things.
It's been a few months.
It's been a little bit. We had some things, okay. Yeah, but yeah, no.
It's a fair question.
It's a very fair question. I'm not dodging it in the slightest. It is get it. Let's see. How will the removal of the one and done affect college basketball? It'll make them, frankly, I think it makes the sport more pleasant. Get to know some guys a little longer. It's never going to be the NBA from a talent skill level anyway. So let's know the guys a little bit. Let's see a little more development. Let's do it that way.
Yeah,
I'm good with it.
I think it makes it more palatable. James Wiseman should never have been forced to go to college. That was stupid. James Wiseman should be playing in the NBA right now. I mean, that's reality. I never liked the one and done. If you want to go pro, go pro. I mean, I've been consistent on this. I don't like the three and done. I hate it. Go pro when you're ready to go pro.
Let's see. You can choose two former Rebels to be freshmen and kickstart your program. Who are they?
Any players ever to be freshmen?
Sure.
Eli Manning and Patrick Willis. I mean, who you got? I mean, you could say Laramie Tunsil, but I would take a quarterback and then a defensive player.
You would probably take a defensive player over a left tackle?
Probably. But, I mean, I'm cool.
I'm taking Eli for sure.
Yeah, I'm taking Eli Manning, and then I'm taking
Willis.
Probably Willis. I would think about Tunsil. Yeah, my list goes no further.
Because I can't
that.
Take a quarterback and a running back. It's too.
No.
I mean, like Deuce crosses my mind and some things along those lines, but.
Yeah, no. Because if I got a quarterback, I can make it work.
And I need a line. A linebacker does a lot of things for me.
He helps.
I take Eli over Chad simply because Chad as a freshman wasn't where we needed it to be at the moment. That's my reasoning there.
Yeah.
And Eli, look, with Chad's weapons, would have. I mean, he'd have won the Heisman, not finished third for the Heisman.
Yeah. If he'd had,
they wouldn't have gone 10-3.
I wouldn't think. No, he would have beaten LSU that day, and he would have won the Heisman Trophy. You talk about lost opportunity for Ole Miss that day. Not to get people all down in the dumps.
Yeah.
They win that game that day. He wins the Heisman. They go to Atlanta, the whole deal.
Yeah, to some extent, the Durkin hire does further cement the theory that Ole Miss is going all in, or at least doing what they can for a competitive football program. Yeah, no doubt.
Yeah, no doubt. For sure. Tells you that
not scared of it. Yeah.
Tells you that they've decided that, you know what, winning is good.
Do you think Ross Bjork would have hired Lane Kiffin had he not left for A&M, or would he have tried to appease the good old boys and been more conservative with the hire? He would have been on the list.
I don't know that Ross, and this is not a criticism of Ross. I don't know that, let me do it this way. I don't know that most ADs would have stood up to the pressure on that Friday.
Yeah.
I don't think it's fair to single Ross
out. No. I think Ross would have known and definitely would have known all the benefits that would have come with it, but I'm not sure that could have been navigated by a lot of people.
Yeah.
That's fair. Looking back, if this works, that will be the day that changed Ole Miss.
Yeah.
If it works.
Yeah, and if it doesn't, this has always been my point.
Yeah.
If it doesn't, quote, work, end quote.
It's still the right way to do it.
Well, you're already down. I've asked people, what's the worst that could happen? Well, we could become Arkansas. Okay, well, you and Arkansas had the exact same postseason experience. Identical. Your season ended on the final day. So if you fall to that level, so? I think that's fair. What's the difference between 4-8 and 3-9? Really?
Nothing. Grand scheme, nothing.
I mean, really. From a postseason standpoint, there is no difference at all.
We'll continue these questions in a second. First, tell you about MasterCuts Lawn and Landscape. Here, lawn care throughout northern Mississippi, but also custom playgrounds, retaining walls, pool decks, outdoor living spaces of any kind, including paver patios, forestry mulching is available, and more to make your dream backyard yours easier than you think. You can get a free quote at gomastercuts.com or also that same free quote at 662-607-7773.
I'm worried we're going to offend him in a minute. The podcast is also brought to you by the Westin Jackson, where you can restore serenity to your soul by visiting Soul Spa. It's the ultimate luxury spa experience in downtown Jackson. Indulge in personalized massages, signature facials, soothing body treatments, and much more on their extensive spa list. You can also gather at Estelle Wine Bar and Bistro, sip on a creative craft cocktail, or enjoy their curated wine list. It's open for breakfast, lunch, dinner, and Sunday brunch. So gather at Estelle tonight. We're also brought to you by Pinnacle Trust. We tell you about Pinnacle Trust all the time. What we don't tell you about as much is Pinnacle Trust 401k advisory services. What you can do is if your retirement plan, 401k, your 403b is not operating the way that you want it to, get in touch with Pinnacle Trust 401k advisory services. And you'll gain a valuable advisory team and a time-saving resource that will help you develop and maintain a solid strategy for your retirement plan. They can conduct a complimentary, no-obligation benchmarking and analysis of your current 401k plan. Mention that you heard about Pinnacle Trust on the Oxford Exxon podcast. You'll get 10% off your first year's fee. And we're brought to you by Nest and Wild. Sleep better with a Nest and Wild mattress. Nest and Wild is a Mississippi-based mattress company making a high-quality mattress delivered right to your door. They make buying a new mattress easy. Every Nest and Wild mattress is 1 foot thick, gives you comfort and support that will last. A lot of online brands sell an 8-inch or a 10-inch mattress, but you get more support and durability with the 12-inch mattress. It's for the California King all the way down to a twin size. They're 100% American made. They're just fantastic. And we'll throw in a podcast discount that makes it even better. It's a no-risk decision. Nest and Wild believes in their product so much, they're offering a 99-night trial on every mattress to test it out. Sleep on it for 99 nights. And if you don't like it, you can return it. Go to nestandwild.com and order your mattress. Use the podcast code REBEL20 and get 20% off your purchase. Your mattress will arrive at your door in 3 to 5 days.
Yeah. Or you have to be at least?
I have to be at this point.
Okay. Which current player do you expect will benefit the most from Kiffin's hire next season, whomever the quarterback is, because he's going to develop and also the offense makes sense? Those two reasons.
Yeah.
Pick your quarterback. I don't care. Whomever the quarterback is, I'm not having a quarterback discussion today. I refuse.
No. Pick the right one. It's going to help you. Look.
Oh, really? Picking the right one.
They're going to try to win games. Thanks. Pick the one that you think wins games. Whoever that is.
Question here. I do read pretty much every thread on the board. I do not participate in every thread, but I think I read pretty much every thread.
I don't.
You don't?
No.
You skip some?
I have to.
Okay. They'll tag you if they need you?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't mean this in a bad way, getting asked what we got for Christmas. I didn't get anything overly interesting. I got clothes that I wanted. I got some things, but I didn't get that thing. Hey, let me tell you about this item that I got that was really interesting.
Laura and I promised that we would not get each other presents.
This is a yearly thing. I remember this.
And we did it this year.
Oh, really? You actually followed through?
She did not get me anything. I did not get her
anything.
How
worried were you?
We were both
fine. How worried were you?
Not really.
You weren't worried this time?
No. I have sources in the house.
Oh, okay. That's fair.
And I said, hey, it's all good. Yep. The kids got me a thing for old fashions where you can add smoke into the glass.
Oh.
It's kind of cool.
How was that?
It's cool. I've enjoyed playing with it. It comes with the blowtorch. I've used the blowtorch for all sorts of things. It's fun.
Have you really?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Let's see here. Mount Rushmore of movie coaches. Eric Taylor isn't and can't be an option. He says that Gordon Bombay should be an option. Obviously the hockey coach from the Mighty Ducks that, you know, had a last-place Pee-wee team and somehow turned that into basically half of Team USA for the Goodwill Games, which is very impressive in a year. That's quite the acknowledgement there. I don't know. Let's see. I actually pulled up a thing. It says top 20 coaches in movie history. Got an article here. We'll run through this real quick.
All right.
Paul Newman is Reggie Dunlap in Slapshot. Slapshot, good movie. This is going to be a question later. Robert Wool is Larry Hockett in Bull Durham. It's not necessarily a good coach at all, but sure, whatever. I did laugh at Marink Moranis as in Little Giants. Let's see. Let me go down.
While you're doing that, I'm going to throw one in.
Yeah, sure.
And I don't think this will happen. But let's say Tua comes back. Mac Jones grad transfers. If you're Lane Kiffin, do you jump on that? I do.
Yes, of course. Absolutely.
Just making sure we're on the same page.
Bud Kilmer in Varsity Blues was a terrible coach. Terrible.
Yeah.
I mean, just awful.
Yeah.
I'm not seeing very... They've got Carl Weathers in Rocky III in here as one of the best movie coaches of all time.
We training, totally... Getting, he totally changed Rocky's
totally. He gave him the eye of the tiger.
Well, not only I that, mean, but he made him a right-hander.
No, that was in two.
Oh.
That was Mickey doing
it in Rocky
II.
Apollo made him a right-hander.
No, Mickey made him a... This is Apollo in Rocky III is on the list.
Yeah.
No. He was right-handed in Rocky II.
Oh, he made him more athletic.
He made him more athletic. We jumped rope and they ran on the beach and they hugged.
Hugged and stuff.
Yeah, that's what they did.
That was as close as Rocky ever really came to kind of getting a little homoerotic. Not that there's anything wrong with that. But it kind of got a little weird.
Lou Brown in Major League make your list?
Yeah.
Turn those misfits around?
He took a team that nobody knew who they were and took them to the playoffs.
They've got Mickey Goldmill as number two on best movie coaches of all time.
Okay.
And then one, I don't like this. They have Mr. Miyagi.
Pretty good coach.
And Norman Dell.
Yeah.
You okay there?
Yeah, I'm okay with that. Mr. Miyagi, I mean, Daniel Russo was going to get his ass kicked. And instead he taught him that. And then he got hurt, and he still won.
I'm taking out the coaches and Remember the Titans because that movie went so far away from the actual story on what that team that I have no interest. The movie's good. I'm not bashing the movie, but...
The movie's fine.
It's a little Bull Durham-y for me. Apparently, I'm just a cynic that hates happy endings.
Well, it's a Bull Durham without the funny lines. Bull Durham's funny.
Bear Bryant, Forrest Gump. That's pretty good.
That's good.
Oh, let's see. We don't know on. Let's see. I will answer this one. I know it's probably meant to be a negative, but it's not. It says, how's the Old Guard alumni handling accepting decisions that Carter and Kiffin have made, the new coaching staff? I'll be honest. I talked to a pretty good many people. Let's just throw a number out. Over 55. I don't know. Pick your number. Not getting too close to McCready over here. I know you got a big year coming up.
Yeah.
Almost universally positive. I'll be honest. I've heard very little negative on any of this from an older crowd at all. I mean, it's frankly right now it's unanimous through the full freaking fan base for the most part. But yeah, no, there's not a percentage of bitterness in some of the older fans at all.
No, I don't think so. I think people are pretty pleased. Once you kind of hit rock bottom a little bit, you kind of got no choice at that point. You know what I mean? When you've kind of gotten where they've gotten, you decide you want to go for it.
Tom Hanks from A League of Their Own was on that list. I skipped over it. That is true. Although they didn't win the title. I mean, she dropped the ball. She dropped the ball on purpose, but she still dropped the ball. So, message board got on me for that pretty hard the other day. They did not agree. They thought that she...
Pete Thamel reporting Mississippi yeah. State has fired Joe Moorhead.
Oh, really?
There you go.
Oh, this is fun.
Oh, you knew last night. There was no...
Do we need to stop so you can get over for the press conference? Do we need to quit right now?
Well, I need to go over and ask, what are you going to do about recruiting Mississippi and how do you make this...
And how important is the
Egg Bowl? How important will the Egg Bowl be in the hiring of your next coach? In fairness, and I can't believe I'm saying this because I don't really like the kid that much. That wasn't his idea.
No. He didn't. He was uncomfortable.
He didn't want to be
there. He was very uncomfortable.
He didn't want to be there. That was whoever it is that's running the Clarion Ledger these days sent him over there.
I don't even know, do you?
I have no clue.
I have no idea.
You could give me 1,000 guesses and I wouldn't come up with it.
Because Sam Hall even left, right?
Okay. I don't know.
I mean, media world 10 years ago. This is insane as we're going through these questions and kind of having a Friday podcast. I mean,
I'll get a call. I've gotten a call from a Gannett publication in the last year or so, and I literally didn't finish the conversation. I was like, no.
I mean,
no.
It's so different than it was a decade ago.
Oh, yeah, it's different.
Worried about them.
2 years ago. You worried about who?
I mean, also, but back in the day, I mean, they were a very competitive. Oh. And this is nothing against Nick Suss or anybody else, but I mean, a decade ago, they were a really competitive worry.
Yeah.
I mean, you're always kind of, hey, what the hell's Brant and Veazey doing? Like, it just in the reach they had, like, it just newspapers, man. Newspapers.
Well, Doors Rule says if I'm Napier, I'm asking for $5 million. Well, here's what's interesting. I'm not sure that's completely out of the realm that he'll ask for $5
million. Mm-hmm.
That's State's problem right here. Now, I don't have to think anything. Logically, I would have someone lined up before I make this move. But I'm going to tell you that deal inside that program was becoming untenable.
Yeah.
Keeping him may not have been an option. Is there more?
I just saw the last one. I had not read that yet. Let's do it this way. Ole Miss and Tennessee in 2021 are going to play a game in Knoxville. If you had to buy stock in one, which one are you buying right now?
Ooh.
For 2021 is when it's going to pay out either way.
For 2021, so it's
2 years. Tennessee beats Indiana on a prayer last night, yeah. Finishes 8-5.
Well, Indiana pissed that thing away.
Yeah.
Covered, though. They covered.
Indiana covered. Good teams win, great teams
cover. For 2021, it's close.
I think both are going to be very good programs at that point.
For 2022, I think I'm buying Ole Miss.
Okay.
But 2021... It's Kiffin's just his second year. He's only had one real recruiting class at that point.
I think they're both 7 to 8 win programs.
Yeah, that's fair.
7.5, pick your spot.
Yeah.
That's my guess for 2021.
I mean, Pruitt hadn't beaten anybody yet.
No.
That was a good win for him last night, even though it was lucky as hell. Still a good win.
Now that the holidays are past us, what's the next big thing on your personal calendar? Are you big Valentine's or Fat Tuesday guys? I despise Valentine's Day. Any kind of made-up holiday gets on my nerves.
Hallmark holidays?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Goes for a lot of them, honestly. It's just they bother me. I hate preset menus too at restaurants. Can't stand preset menus.
I've never done that.
If I'm going to a restaurant, I want the normal menu that I get at the restaurant. I'm just not a price fix menu
person. Can order what you want.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
Hey, chicken or the fish, and we'll bring. No, no, no. Just let me pick my food. It's all right.
Yeah.
I've only had a preset menu once that I thought was really, really good. The rest of them I get annoyed.
No, he didn't say Christmas is made up. The question was after Christmas.
We're not having that discussion today, okay, guys?
No,
that's not what we're
good.
Doing.
Valentine's Day.
When I was younger, Fat Tuesday was fun. I'm 36. No. I hate king cake.
Really?
No, I can't stand it. I don't like king cake. You know, I don't like king cake. I don't like cinnamon rolls.
Ooh.
Not really my thing.
It's been a long time, but I do like cinnamon rolls.
What's the next thing on my personal calendar? It to warm up a little bit would be great.
It's not that
bad. Neil's looking at me like, what are you talking about? The Masters is in April. We can get there. I haven't flipped to a college baseball switch yet, so I don't know. That's not really counting right now. I don't know.
Yeah,
This is a little bit of a doldrums for a month or month and a half here. Not a bad way, just kind of day to day.
It's going to get a little busy, bud.
Well, I'm aware. I
hate to break it to you.
Let's see. How long does the Durkin news cycle last? It's already over. Don't worry about it. You're good.
What?
The Durkin news cycle.
It's over. It just ended. Mississippi State just fired their coach on the morning of January the 3rd. Seriously.
Yeah.
It just ended. We live in a country where the president has been impeached and no one's talking about it. I'm not saying the president should or shouldn't. It's not a political comment. Just the point is the news cycle is so fast now.
What's your favorite scene from Bull Durham?
Oh, I don't know, there's a bunch. I mean, the one where they're all in on the infield, the candlesticks, and that just conversation is really funny. The rain delay's funny. The cliches
really
are funny.
Really, every mound visit cracks me up still. Yeah,
the cliches are funny in the bus. Where he says, write it down. The girl that played Millie in that movie was pretty hot. So whenever she was in it, it was one of my favorite scenes.
Okay. It is aged well from a standpoint of holding up comedically. It's still funny.
Yeah.
Still kind of get it. A lot of movies from that time period, you kind of go, oh, okay.
No, the acting was really good.
Neil, you mentioned on the pod, Lane's assembling a staff that resembles Alabama. Chase cut you off to go to a commercial break. You said you'd continue your thought, but you never did. Please discuss.
Oh, I just mean that Kiffin's hiring the people he wants to hire. He appears to have autonomy. It's his program. He's going to run it his way. He's putting a staff together that's very similar to the kind of staff that the type of staff that Saban attempts to assemble at Alabama. It reminds me a lot, frankly, of the way things felt at the beginning of the Saban tenure in Tuscaloosa. And I'm not, on the record, nobody would predict anywhere that anyone ever will have the type of success that Nick Saban has had in a dozen years at Alabama. Anybody that would predict that anywhere has completely lost his mind or her mind, because Saban has built a dynasty that people will be writing about a century from now. But it's the similar type of feel.
This is a good point. Talking about the coaches a minute ago, John Candy and Cool Runnings turned sprinters into Olympic bobsledders in 3 months. It's pretty impressive.
It is.
That's pretty good.
It is.
I'll buy that one. Chase, would you eat a dollop of mayonnaise before every meal for one whole year if it meant the Saints win the Super Bowl? Yeah.
Yeah.
The window's closing. Got to get another one here. Yeah, absolutely. Do my part.
I mean, that's all you have to do to win a Super Bowl.
Man,
that'd be tough.
Not once a day, even every meal.
See, for me, that would just cement one meal a day.
That's a good point.
I'd be lean.
Other than the mayonnaise you're consuming.
Yeah, but just one dollop a day, it ain't going to be that.
I mean, what is technically a dollop?
A spoon.
Like.
Yeah.
Man. But yeah, sure. Same question for the Cubs?
Yeah.
You would?
Win a World Series?
Yeah,
for sure.
Mayonnaise smeared over a banana for every meal?
No.
No? No, no go
too
there?
Too much. The Cubs are on their own.
Okay. How did Mullins' recruitment of C.J. Johnson go? There's a lot there. I wrote a story about it. You can probably go back and find it somewhere.
Yeah, I don't even know that I remember all that.
There were death threats involved. Literally.
Yeah.
Sad situation, frankly. Just ridiculous. I think a lot of people, including some people involved, would do things differently if they probably could from that.
I would hope so.
Yeah. Let's see. We talked about Ole Miss and Tennessee. Yeah, I think it's relevant. I mean, I think it's very real for you to think that Ole Miss has a chance to compete for SEC West titles at some point if this thing works. If you had to pick one sport to watch for an entire day, not one of the major sports, what would it be? So no baseball, basketball, football, soccer, or golf. It would be tennis for me. I'll watch tennis.
I can watch hockey?
Yeah. You'll take hockey?
Yeah.
I'd take tennis.
Ross Dellinger saying, Chizik, Billy Napier, Jeff Munkin, just a few names swirling in Starkville, but good luck predicting a direction John Cohen will go. His approach is different Chizik. Than most ADs. Adam Rittenberg, a name to keep in mind for the Mississippi State job, former Auburn coach Gene Chizik.
What's your take there as we go to our last break?
Known Gene a long time. I like him as a person. He won at a high level at Auburn when he had Cam Newton, and when he didn't have Cam Newton, the program fell off the map. It is hard to be a 4-7 or whatever it was, 4-8 team at Auburn. They're typically better than that. He's been out of the game for a while. That would alarm me. Hey, Siri, how old is Gene Chizik?
One moment. Okay. I found this on the web for how old is Gene?
Born in 61. So he's
almost 60.
Yeah, a little old, honestly.
he's a year younger than Kermit, or a year older than Kermit. No, you're younger than Kermit. Yeah,
yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah, Kermit's, yeah.
60.
Nah, I don't know. What kind of a staff could Gene Chizik put together at this point? I don't know. I don't know the answer to
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I don't either.
I would, before I went down that road, I'd have to know that answer.
Mm-hmm.
Gene Chizik is a... more of a geographical fit. He's a hardliner.
He is.
Old school. Outwardly religious. Abrasive with media.
That'd be interesting there.
Fits in some ways, doesn't fit in some ways. Now, if I'm Billy Napier, I'm not doing, I mean this, now that we're not talking hypotheticals, I am finding out what is going on with the Giants and Baylor before I do anything. This has nothing to do with Mississippi State.
Yeah.
I get to inherit Matt Rule's program with the groundwork laid for me. Yeah, I want that job. In the Big 12, that's the job I want. Now, Matt Rule might not get the Giants job. And Matt Rule is very transparent about these things. It's going to have to be a perfect fit for him to leave. He might not go.
Yeah,
and the Giants might take their time. I mean, the Giants are not on a clock. The Giants don't have to worry about signing day.
Yeah, I'll agree with you.
So they might talk to 13 people in the next month. And you know, Matt Rule can't wait a month. I don't know.
Let's take one last break and tell you about GNM Pharmacy and Tyson Drugs. GNM right there on South Lamar in Oxford. Tyson Drugs on the square in Holly Springs. For more information, 662-236-2222. Take advantage of GNM's ability to deliver locally to your home or workplace. They offer MedSync, Right Way Meds, and more. Just to make the situation as easy for you each month as possible, they make sure they can fill all your prescriptions the same day. Just give you one trip to really simplify your life in that area. And if you haven't gotten a flu shot by now, it's probably running a little late, but if you feel the need, you can get a $0 copay on most insurance plans to take care of that and the quickie, get you in and out as quickly and painlessly as possible. Again, that's 662-236-2222.
Our friends at Blue Delta Jeans want to give a big thank you to all listeners of the Oxford Podcast, Oxford Exxon Podcast, for their incredible support in 2019 and are thrilled to move into 2020 with the Rebel Grove community. SEC basketball play is about to kick off in Oxford, and as you make your way into Oxford to cheer on Kermit and the Ole Miss basketball team, don't forget to stop by the Blue Delta Jeans studio to check out Blue Delta Delta's awesome jeans, cotton pants, chinos, and even stretch corduroy fabrics for the winter. The Oxford Studio is open 10 to 6 every day except Sunday, but if you need an after-hours fitting, don't hesitate to reach out to Blue Delta Jeans on social media or at info@bluedeltajeans.com to get your custom fitting scheduled. We have picks that are up. I went 2-0 yesterday against the line. I think you did too.
I did too.
Southern Craft Stove and Tap sponsors those. They have your pregame and pre-concert needs covered, whether you're headed to Oxford for the Rebels SEC basketball slate or to Tupelo for one of the many events like Miranda Lambert on January the 16th. Make sure you get your event started off right with a visit to Southern Craft. You're going to see Miranda Lambert, right? You'll be in Tupelo for that concert.
Of course, yes, absolutely.
Conveniently located off Highway 7 and Sisk Avenue in Oxford and at 205 East Troy Street in Tupelo, Southern Craft has all your Southern favorites ready to serve your hunger needs, or drop in and enjoy a curated cocktail or one of their many craft beers on tap. Also, don't forget to ask about their banquet room for private dining or to have all of your favorites catered for any occasion, from office to private event, now available in both locations, Southern Craft Stove and Tap. Don't forget that you can still get 30% off all of your orders at deadsoxy.com. They have a mesh bag now that if you spend $75 or more, you'll get one of these bags for free as long as quantities remain. Bag is made to go in the wash and in the dryer. It is to keep from losing socks, also keeps the integrity of the sock design to last even longer. And I told you already about Rafters Music and Food. Don't forget Sunday, their brunch, Saints Vikings. Brunch starts at 10:45. Ask your bartender or server for the Rebel Grove discount. You get half price domestic and import beers.
See, I did get the doorknob off yesterday.
Did you?
Yeah. Had to ask Twitter. Had to get some help. Had a lot of situation there, but with a little help, got that done. So appreciate all the people that did check in on that. I was very confused. I'm not mechanically inclined, and that was not a good situation for me at the moment. Let's see. Neil's biggest change when he was losing weight is he stopped eating. That is his biggest change. Well, actually, early on, you did tons of P90X, then you ran like hell.
I did P90X
twice.
Back to back.
360.
P182X. And I started, I couldn't do the yoga. And so I did a deal with myself where the yoga was 75 minutes.
Yeah.
And so if I did 20 minutes of yoga, I had to get out and walk/run for 55 minutes.
Yeah.
I got into running.
Yeah. Not yoga. Didn't get into
trying
yoga.
To kind of get back into running again, but I'm going to be careful about it because I've got this hip IT thing on my left side.
We get asked a lot about some of our early podcasts and linking them and telling you where to find them. TalkShoe does not appear to allow me to play or download them at this point. I think the site's just kind of defunct or something, so I don't know. Can't be of much help. I would love to have a couple of those early ones, and I just don't. So I don't. I think they're lost to the internet at this point. I don't know if we could get Monty Kiffin on the podcast or not. That's a good question that I don't know the answer to.
I don't know. I'll try.
Yeah, give it a shot. See what happens. You could trade head football coaches, anyone in the SEC. You obviously would take Saban. Who else would you trade Lane Kiffin for? Well, from our standpoint, Kiffin's about as good as it gets.
Yeah,
I'm good.
You guys got to understand that we think about this thing in dollar signs.
I'm all right.
I'm good with Lane Kiffin. You'd have to.
Had Ole Miss signed Sam Pittman, Neil would be like under the table crying right now.
I don't know what I'd be doing. I mean, you'd have to think about, I mean, if we're being honest, rating coaches, you'd have to think about Dan Mullen. He's done a very good job.
Of course.
You'd have to put all the state stuff aside. That you got to let that go if you're doing a true evaluation. You'd have to talk about Kirby, even though I'm not convinced Kirby's a very good game coach. He very clearly is very good at running a program. I don't know that Orgeron works like this anywhere but LSU. Don't know that he doesn't, but I need to see it more.
Well, you're Jimbo's in the conversation. Come on,
and Jimbo's. I was getting there. Yeah. Jimbo's in the conversation. And then the guy that doesn't get a lot of credit, and this isn't compared to Lane Kiffin, I think you have to give credit sometimes to the job that Mark Stoops has done at Kentucky. Mm-hmm. He's turned Kentucky into a very respectable program at a place where that's hard.
Yeah, the star has fallen. I would not even think about trading for Will Muschamp at this point. No.
And I'm still not sold on Pruitt at all. Mason.
From our standpoint, Gus would be no good.
No. Well, and I don't know that Gus could. Like, I think if you drop Gus in a place like Ole Miss, I think the floor would be pretty low. Mm-hmm. I'd worry about the floor. It's my problem with Chizik at State, and I like Gene. My problem with Chizik at State is, man, you had a bad, bad, bad run at Auburn there. And guys, by any objective measure, Auburn's a better job than Mississippi State. Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, Mississippi State is a poor man's Auburn, a very poor man's Auburn, mm-hmm. a poor crippled man's Auburn, a poor crippled man with...
They don't live in the same neighborhood.
Debt and the mafia coming to kill you's Auburn. God.
Got a lot of gambling situation going on, is what you're saying?
I mean, what, what brand are you pushing, Auburn or State? Auburn's got a little history. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, you got Bo Jackson. You got Cam Newton. You got the Eagle. You got a historic stadium. You've got two huge rivalries that are always considered national games.
You got the Eagle?
Well, you got a lot of stuff. Yeah. You got Toomer's Corner. You got all this stuff that you can sell. And you got a great network.
You got cowbells and bully.
I mean, I'm trying not to be like demeaning here. I just... If you can have one of the two brands, it's not even in the ballpark. Well, Chizik failed at Auburn.
Yeah. Ole Miss broke its streak against Chizik.
Yeah, and people go, well, he won a national title. He did. But he had Cam Newton. And no matter what you think of Cam, the pro player.
State wins a national title if Cam signs.
Yeah, forget Cam, the Carolina Panther. Cam, the Auburn Tiger.
Maybe the most dynamic college player we've seen.
In one season.
Yeah.
Tell me a college player, and the answer might be Joe Burrow. Tell me a college player who had more impact on a program in a single season than Cam Newton.
Yeah.
And I don't give a damn how they got him. Who cares? Tell me a college player who's been more impactful in a single season than Cam Newton was at Auburn. I'll wait. Because the answer might just be Joe Burrow, and after that, there might not be an answer.
Since you both technically work for rivals, is there a chance either of you could get reassigned to another beat? I'm just curious how that works. That really doesn't happen.
No.
That's not a thing.
Not unless we asked for it.
I mean, Dan Wyche got moved to the USC site, but that was giving him a landing spot at the time as much as anything else.
Pete Conrad says Tebow. Yeah, I mean, I see what you're saying. The problem with Tebow, that was also a very loaded team.
Yeah.
Auburn team was good, but it was Cam.
It was Cam and Nick Fairley and just kind of an average team.
Yeah.
Past that point.
Was Trey Mason on that team?
I thought it was after that, but I'm not 100% sure. Pretty sure he was after that, but I'm not sure. We said somewhere around 25 to 30 at the Grove Bowl was our guess. I think that's where we went with that yesterday. I've heard nothing else about that Jordan stuff. I think it was just clothing, but
yeah, I've asked. I was told there's nothing.
You told him nothing to it?
Yeah.
Okay. I believe you.
I mean, that's what they told me.
You put your picks in for the NFL games this weekend?
Yep.
This week close? I haven't done mine yet.
I've done mine.
Did you pick Tennessee?
I did.
Did you? To win?
Mm-hmm.
You picked one to win?
Yeah. Might not, but I get 4.5 points. I'll take them.
I'm picking Minnesota to cover. I haven't figured out if I'm picking Saints to win or not yet.
Oh, good grief.
I'm the only one. I asked some buddies yesterday. I'm like, hey, you nervous about Sunday? And I was like, nah. I'm like, what? I don't know that emotion. I don't understand. That's not a thing. Jason Garrett finally out with the Cowboys. We knew it was coming after like 14 meetings. They did fire him yesterday.
They must have had to really discuss.
Or as ESPN said, he is moving forward will no longer be a part of the organization, I believe. Was
just did
the way
not want
was.
To use the word fired.
Yeah.
Must be a real emotional relationship there.
Well, as Staples pointed out, it might be that thing where, hey, you can have it first, but I need you to phrase it a certain way. And then the reporter goes, sure, whatever, same thing.
Yeah.
It's first. I'll take it and I'll move on. So anyway, Neil's picks will be up. Appreciate all you guys.
Tell you, this deal at Mississippi State could get really interesting.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure we'll talk about that more on Monday. We got time. We'll get into that. So have a good weekend. Stay safe, and we will talk to you again on Monday.